Treasure Mountain Junior High student Julia Henry was in third grade when the Sandy Hook shootings happened. She says she is passionate about gun control, and the Parkland students inspired her to do something.
And my mom would like have us do like a kind deed every day. She took it very seriously, and she wanted us to like talk about it in our schools and stuff. And then since then, we've just been following all these shootings, and they're horrible, and they happen so often. And then all these Parkland kids started to organize these events and, like, really demand change. It was very inspiring. And I was like, I could do this at my school.
Henry and classmate Josie Chesley connected with the Never Again movement, which represents young people across the nation fed up with school shootings. Henry says she was proud of her classmates who joined in the protest.
It just went really smoothly. There were, I think, about 300 kids, maybe more. There were a lot of people that came out, other classes, and everyone had signs, and people were chanting things, and we had a little speech at the beginning that I did, and then every minute we announced the largest mass shooting and how many people died and where they were and when they were. So that was very powerful to see all of that. And then we had a big sign that said never again, and we had everyone stamp their handprint on it, and then we took a picture with everyone at the end.
She says the walkout was very powerful, even though it took some effort to focus the students on the purpose of the protest.
Yeah, because there was, like, with a group of that many junior high students, like, everyone was talking. We had a megaphone and that we were talking into, so we had, it was, like, hard to get everyone to be quiet, but we had a great group of kids that were listening and helping us. And then it just took a couple minutes to get everyone quiet, and then once we did, it just went really well. And people were listening and surprisingly took it very seriously and handled it very maturely.
Henry says they may not be able to vote for a few years, but the walkout is just the beginning of their fight against gun violence.
Well, we're definitely not going to stop here. We're going to the march on the 24th on Main Street, and we're going to write to our representatives and to our lawmakers, and we're going to encourage the kids in our school too as well, because, yeah, we're just going to keep fighting until we get what we want.
Henry believes in abolishing bump stocks and restricting access when mental health is in question. She also thinks the age should be raised for gun purchasers.
I think we need more gun regulations and less semi-automatic weapons. And I think there's a lot, I think, like, we need action. I think there's a lot of people just talking right now. And I think we really need to get something done, because a lot of kids are dying in schools, and not even just in schools. There's shootings everywhere every day.
She plans to participate in the March for Our Lives event on Saturday, the 24th. She and Chesley will compile and send en masse all the student correspondence to elected officials, asking them to take action on gun control. She says she doesn't plan to back off efforts to put an end to gun violence in schools. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.